It's been called the miracle of Stairway B.
The collapse of the North Tower started with us still inside.
Deputy Fire Chief Jay Jonas is one of 14 people who, by some mystifying combination of luck and timing, found safety in a stairway as the North Tower crumbled around them.
We covered up as best we could. It created tremendous amounts of wind. It's so strong that it picked up one of my firemen, Matt Komorowski, and it flew him down two flights of stairs. We were being pelted with debris, and then the collapse stopped. And to our amazement, we were alive, and we were coughing and gagging, pulling debris out of our mouth.
Jonas was a captain with Ladder 6. He was evacuating his men, in his words, running for their lives. But they stopped to help a crying woman, Josephine Harris, a Port Authority bookkeeper. Despite the slow pace, they would not abandon her. They made it to the fourth floor.
If she wasn't there, God knows where we would have been. We had to be in that spot. We couldn't have been any slower. And if we were faster, if you were on the ground floor, just outside the building, you wouldn't have made it. We kind of had to be where we were, and she helped put us there.
They called her their guardian angel. Earlier this year, Josephine Harris died from a heart attack. The men of Ladder 6 carried the coffin. When Deputy Chief Jonas thinks of September 11th, he focuses on good, not evil.
It's a day that's so shrouded in horror and grief and bereavement that you forget how many heroic things were going on that day.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. A twist of fate, a matter of timing, a blessing of good luck. The miracle of Stairway B seems so improbable. 14 people survived as the North Tower disintegrated around them.
The noise got louder and louder as the collapse got closer. Any time a floor would hit another floor, created tremendous vibration and sound within the stairway, and we're being bounced around on the floor. And we also had a sound of twisting steel all around us.
Deputy Chief Jay Jonas was a captain with Ladder 6.
We looked out for a little under 4 hours. The smoke and dust cleared to the point where sunshine hit the stairway where we were trapped. We had a little bit more light. Now we could see an area where we could possibly breach a wall and get out.
They were around the fourth floor in a protected pocket solely because they stopped to assist a crying woman, Josephine Harris, a Port Authority bookkeeper. Despite the slow pace, they would not abandon her.
And we were dead men walking. For us to have the impetus to stop and save her, despite knowing that, makes you stop and think how important that she was to us being alive today. If she wasn't there, God knows where we would have been. We had to be in that spot.
Ironic. They stopped to help her, and she ends up saving them. Earlier this year, Josephine Harris died from a heart attack. The men of Ladder 6 were pallbearers. When he reflects on September 11th, Chief Jonas focuses on positive thoughts.
It was a day that there was so much sorrow and grief, but it was also our finest hour.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.